New Yorkers throw away 40 tons of plastic foam each year, and local environmental advocates say much of it comes from eating fast food. This week, measures are expected to be considered in New York City and Albany County to ban these plastic food containers. The New York City Council proposal could come up as early as today, according to Travis Prue with Environmental Advocates of New York.
It's reasonable in that it gives the industry 2.5 years from the time that it was announced to either come up with alternatives or prove that their product can be recyclable.
While the measure was proposed under Mayor Bloomberg, Prue says he believes Mayor-elect de Blasio will be on board because he has a history of supporting environmental measures. A similar measure is also under consideration in Albany County that would take effect in 6 months. Prue says many fast food chains are already being proactive in replacing some plastic containers.
In fact, many of these companies have already started to make the switch because they know their product isn't good. It takes 15 minutes to eat something out of a plastic foam container, but it'll outlive you by 500 years.
Industry officials maintain the bans would be job killers, but Prue says that hasn't proven true on the West Coast in communities where these types of bans have been enacted. He says his group has been active in pushing for a statewide ban since 2007.
There hasn't been much traction in the state legislature to get this passed, but what we're seeing is local governments and municipalities taking action on their own, and we're hoping that that's going to prompt state government to actually be a leader in cleaning up New York's waste stream.
Prue says in addition to taking up space in landfills for centuries, the containers can leach toxics into food when heated, and when they finally do break down, animals often mistake them for food. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.